Hello, I'm
Love
in the house.
Talk Radio.
Yo.
What's good?
I mean, same old. How about you?
I'm chilling, alive.
Good. So, we made it past another Super Bowl Sunday. Well, before we get into that, let's talk about how this is that so Detroit? And this last week, Detroit has finally gotten winter as far as weather goes.
Yeah. We have.
The kids have basically been out of school all week. Best
yeah.
Yeah, definitely wasn't like this when I was in school, but whatever, you know.
Yeah, hey. Right.
It's
I ain't gonna be a hater, you know.
I'm gonna congratulate them. I'm not gonna be a hater, but yeah. So it's winter. It is officially we have snow that has come, snow that will still be coming. So yeah,
yep.
There's that. So yay Detroit, I guess. I really can't complain. I mean, we just had Groundhog Day, and we literally had no snow up until then. So I can't really complain.
Well,
but,
you know,
okay.
I can't complain because, you know, I don't buy anything but summer. So, you know, I can steal anything but summer. You know, I'm good with that. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like 16... inches of snow, and I had some shovel snow, and my back hurts because of it. Hey.
you get old, Jay.
I am. So, back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry, who was it that you were rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Patriots, the champions.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. You know, they won. Although, I'm not going to lie, it was a good game. There was some tomfoolery there in the end. You guys, you know, some people might say that you guys won, but you were very close to not winning. But I'm just going to lay that on the table.
Hey. With that fluke catch that they made before that, you know, hey, they deserve to lose with that fluke catch.
Patriots
deserve to get a play like that after that fluke catch. They deserved it.
I guess. You know, across the world, everyone was sort of like, what the heck just happened here? But whatever, you know, people make decisions, and sometimes they're not the decisions that everyone would have made.
He made a heck of a play. He made a play. Because you saw it.
Are we having technical difficulties? Hello?
Hello, Tim?
Hello? Yeah?
Yeah, are you back? What happened?
Yes. I don't know. It looks like we had some technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we're going to keep tracking, okay.
Okay, yeah. Anywho, so we were saying about the Super Bowl that he made a heck of a play right there.
Exactly. Like, you know, he would have been open if my man didn't make the play. Like, so if the Seahawks had made the play, everybody would have been talking about how great a play call it was. Because from where I'm sitting at, everybody knew that Marshawn Lynch was going to get the ball to the point that, you know,
yeah,
they had to do something else. That's how I felt about it, you know. Even though they probably could have ran it one more time, you know. It didn't happen. And that's New England won. So, you know, people need to get over it.
I mean, you know, for me.
That humble pop of Richard Sherman, like, though.
Yeah.
Humble pie.
I didn't want to say anything. I mean, but he has been pretty bossy. That's just part of who he is, right? He's pretty bossy. He's pretty ballsy. He throws some mad speak out there. And so, some might say that this is a nice opportunity for him to humble himself. But you know he's not going to, because he is, as far as wins go, that's the beauty of being in the position that he is. If you win the game, you can talk all the smack you want. If the team loses the game, I feel like a person like him is just going to sit back and be like, well, you know, I was just playing the game. I can't win a game by myself. So I feel like might this be an opportunity for him to humble himself? Yes. Will he do so? Probably not.
Probably not. Because it wasn't him that got beat, or, you know.
Right.
They didn't throw to my side of the field, and, you know, hey.
Yeah.
But, you know, to their credit, they played. It was a heck of a game. And a lot of them were injured. A lot of their defense was injured, including him. So, you know, my hat's off to them. They almost won it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey.
Yeah. And I mean, let's be honest. For a person like me, I'm just watching the game because I like to see a good game. Because it's not like I really have a vested interest in either of the teams. Like, I don't care. So, I was like, well, hey, that made for some good ball. And, you know, now, with that being said, I was watching ESPN today. And,
okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, I was. Okay,
how
so, listeners, let's throw this out there. I like sports. I do. But very rarely will I turn on ESPN and watch highlights all day and listen to some of these crazy people on there with their convoluted opinions all day. Like, I just, most of the time I can't take it. I don't know how you men do it. Like, seriously, I can't. But, yeah, I was watching it today, and I just happened to turn on the television, and Spike Lee was the guest on one of the shows, and he actually touched on what we were talking about last week, the whole Marshawn Lynch thing.
Okay.
And that was one of the things that he was asked about. He was asked a game. He was asked about Lynch, and he was asked about the Knicks. Which is a whole different topic for a whole different episode. But, yeah, you know, of course they had to ask him about the Knicks because, let's be honest. And it was funny because they played a couple of the clips from the 30 for 30 documentary series that he was in. But, they asked him about Lynch. And to my surprise, because let me get this out there. A fellow football player, Foot, I can't remember his last name, commented on a radio show about how Lynch basically.
Larry Foot.
Lynch needs to, like, grow up, basically. Like, those weren't his words, but he took the same position that we were talking about last week, how Lynch. You know, this is a part of the show. He feels like, as much as Lynch talks about giving back to his urban community that he came from, working with you, he's sending a bad message because he's telling them basically F authority, which is what we talked about last week. So then when Spike Lee was asked, surprisingly, this was surprising to me. You can tell me how you feel about this, but surprisingly, he took Lynch's side. He said that he feels like that, you know, that the NFL is being petty. Now, the commissioner did make the decision not to fine him for anything that he did or didn't do during Super Bowl week. So Spike Lee was like, thank you. You know, that's petty anyway. And he was like, I feel like if he doesn't want to talk to the press, he don't have to talk to the press. Oh, well. You know,
why is that? I don't think that's surprising at all. You know, the creator do the right thing. Of course he would take his side.
See, but this is why and you know what, maybe this is me being me. So I have this overwhelming capability to just expect the most behavior and opinions from people because of their level of success and their level of exposure to the real world. And so I feel like Spike Lee is at a position where he is in such a position of influence that I just expect him to have the appropriate opinions about things. But you're right. I shouldn't really be surprised that he's like, yes, screw them. You know, like, what? I was just like, no, please, no. I wasn't ready. Like, I wasn't ready. So that was a little sad.
My thing about Marshawn Lynch is it's not like he's just this shy dude. Like, he, you know, I posted on my Facebook page. He was on Conan O'Brien. They had a little segment. And he's like a very funny dude. You know, he's he makes commercials. He's in magazines.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I don't get it. Like, it's not like he's shy or afraid to talk to the media because he's all over the TV and on commercials and. He has contracts with Nike and Skittles. So I'm like, why are you scared of, like, to answer questions?
Exactly. You know what?
Whatever.
It's like he woke up one morning and decided, I'm going to pick one of the pettiest things I can think of. You know what? Yeah, I'm just talking to media. I'm going to base an entire principle and a whole movement in my life on this pettiness. Because you're right. It's not like he's not doing a brand. He's not doing a marketing brand. He's an, what's the word I'm looking for? Crap, I can't think of it. But it's not like he's not, he doesn't have contracts with products and things like that. It's not like he's not on media and he's doing interviews and things like that. So you just woke up and decided, I'm going to make this my thing. Like, I don't want to talk to media, so that's going to be my principle. And standing on, come on, dude. Like,
yeah,
dude,
it just
whatever.
It doesn't seem consistent. That's the word I'm looking for.
It doesn't seem. And endorsement was the word I was looking for.
You said what?
Endorsement was the word I was looking for. But, yeah.
It's not like, you know, I'm not going to speak to the media. You know, somebody wants me to do their product, I'm going to reject it. No, no, no.
Right.
All across the board. He's like, yeah, I'll be on your show, and yeah, I'll climb and do my thing, and, you know. And people make fun of it. Like, you know, like, I didn't know you could talk this much, you know, in the commercials and in the, the segments. But when he gets to the media, ask some questions, all of them aren't even like, I can see if, like, he said, like, you know, don't ask me a stupid question or come correct. Or whatever, they're asking them basic questions, and he's just like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. What? Huh?
Ridiculousness. And I'm kind of disappointed in the league. Yeah, it might be petty, but I feel like follow through, because all this is doing, because one of the points that was made was, you got these kids in the hood looking at you, they're not going to be able to keep down a job because they can't take the same liberties that you're taking. Just by saying, I'm going to decide that I don't want to do this one part of my job and you know, screw it. Like, dude, you're not sending, you need to be a little more responsible. All right, so along with the Super Bowl, a huge part of it for most people is the commercials.
Yes, indeed. So let me start off by saying that a commercial spot costed, I think this is the highest it's ever been, $4.5 million.
$4.5 million. Yeah, that is correct. The Wall Street Journal actually, you know, put out an article about it the morning of the Super Bowl. $4.5 million. That's for 30 seconds. Am I correct? That's 30 seconds. That is an expensive. Man. So you better come with your best and your brightest, because that's $4.5 million for 30 seconds.
Right.
Man.
Only in America, right?
Yeah. Only here. Well, you know what I'm going to say. Of course only in America. Of course. Of course. So,
yep.
What we saw a lot. Of course, Budweiser, I must tip my hat. Not once have I ever put a can or bottle, a cup of Budweiser to my lips. But I must say that if there is one brand of beer that is on my mind, if I ever decide I want to taste some beer, I'm probably going to pick up a Budweiser, because they have pierced my heart in the most meaningful of ways, and they can just keep doing it.
They won me years ago when they said, wah, ah.
Right, right. No, they definitely have come over to getting the women folk as well. Because
he was running with the Clydesdales. That one got me.
He went through, you know, water. He went through all the trouble that he could to get to his best friend, and it just gets cuter every year. So we got that, of course.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Did you notice that there was an overabundance of daddy commercials this year? It was like every other commercial was about dad.
I'll tell you the truth, I didn't really pay attention to any of the commercials except for the Mountain Dew Kickstarter, I think, where they were dancing and the dog was I was like, yo, that's what's up. But other than that, I didn't really, because I kind of missed, half of the game, so.
I forgot about that.
Then once I saw, I didn't really pay any attention to them because the game was so intense.
It was. Well, there were a lot of daddy commercials, and so that was good, because I'm all for daddy commercials. Listeners,
you said daddy. I thought you said GoDaddy.
Oh, no. GoDaddy did have a commercial, but no, there were a lot of father commercials, really cute commercials. Dove did a commercial for daddies. There were a few other brands that went the whole meaningful father child relationship route. So that was cool. And then now one that stuck out was they had all these great commercials, and then Nationwide had at least two commercials. I think it was just two. The first one was hilarious, right? It had Mindy, and it was like how she's invisible. She thought she was invisible. And then finally at the end, she realizes she's not invisible when she tries to kiss Matt Damon. It was hilarious. And everybody was like, yes, Nationwide, bam, you hit the nail right on the head. Then they come back, their second commercial, it has a kid dying. Like, literally, it starts off and you're like, It has this little adorable boy, and he's like, you know, I'll never get to discover the world, and I'll never get to fly a plane, and I'll never get to do all of this stuff because he died because of an accident. And it was like, Nationwide believes in protecting the stuff that matters, your children's lives. And it was just sort of like womp, womp, womp. Like, it was quite depressing. I don't know if you saw it, but surprising.
I didn't see it.
So, the internet that has no chill, was all of the uproar about how Nationwide ruined all of the tomfoolery and fun and games with the dead babies. It was a downer, not going to lie. BuzzFeed, there was like an article on BuzzFeed literally the same night about it. It was a, it was kind of saddening, not going to lie.
Right, my thing was, I wasn't mad at the fact that, you know, if they pay for the commercial, they pay for the commercial, first off. Secondly,
right.
If you want to do something to get people's attention, the Super Bowl is the time to do it. Because they said most people watched it. It was over 100 million that watched the Super Bowl, that tuned in. So that's the time to do it. But I didn't see the whole thing, but I heard about it. And I'm like, you know, they probably could have come at it a little better. Or maybe their aim was to make people uncomfortable. Maybe that was the goal.
I mean,
just
it
so
got
people,
talking.
How serious that is. Cause it happened.
Right. It got people talking. And it got people, people were talking about it. It stayed on people's minds. It's very vivid. So I guess as far as commercials go, it sort of served its purpose. It did the job.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, now I don't know if you saw this. First of all, I am not on some of the social media sites. I'm not on right now. I haven't been on in the last few days. But I tweeted, so it probably got over to Facebook, that I finished my taxes. And I thought about the fact that it's tax time, which unfortunately in the hood means that some people are about to be hood rich.
The turn up.
The tax time come up. Yeah, the turn up's about to be real.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Tax time.
That's like that meme, the internet meme with Jamie Foxx, and it has tax time. He's looking all smooth. It's like the cover of one of his albums. And then the rest of the year, he looks like his character from Django.
Yes, sir.
The cover is real. Why do we do that? What would be appropriate things to do with your tax money if you get a nice sizable chunk? Save it, maybe? Use it to do something meaningful, like go on an otherwise unavailable to you vacation to a new and exotic location, maybe.
Right.
What else? Home improvement. New transportation. But what do most people do in the hood for tax time? What are some of the stereotypes?
Buy them new J's. Buy that new purse. Gucci purse.
That tenth Gucci belt. That Gucci.
Yeah. I don't some bling bling.
Red bottoms. A new diamond earring.
Yeah.
For the fellas.
Some Beats by Dre or something like that. You know.
Some Beats by Dre. Yeah. Yeah. These are all things. How about no? I'm not getting a new car. I'm getting new spinners. I'm getting new hubcaps for my same car that I already have, or tinted windows.
Got a quarter ticket gas in my new E-Class. Yeah, that's us. Our priorities are not. But I'm hood rich, and I'm still fly.
Yeah.
Our priorities.
Basically. So, I mean, I guess my one challenge this year would be, one, I guess, in light of the commercials, get life insurance for you, your children, get home insurance, get all your insurance. And then, two, do something responsible with your tax money, your income tax. Now, I do have to say, if you want to have a little fun with your tax money, fair. That's your money. You gave it to Uncle Sam. You gave it to the government so that they could do what they will with it. So it is your money. However, please don't go and, like, get some Ray-Bans when you have other things that could be a better investment. Like, maybe take 10% and just blow it on, you know, going to the club with your homies.
Right, casino. Oh, hey. You know.
Right. But do something meaningful so that next year you can remember what you did with your tax money. That might be a nice goal.
Yes.
That might be a nice goal. Indeed.
Yeah.
Man.
And don't. If you owe somebody some money,
ooh,
tax money, and not give them a cut, come on now.
Please. I agree. Go ahead and get that money back. Don't go and buy a new TV, a new large screen television, and you owe people money.
Exactly. No.
Don't do it. It's just, it's tacky. It's foolish.
Because if I see you with that new stuff, and you ain't pay me my money back, I'm going to be on you.
We're going to have a problem.
Don't call the people out there that owe me money. If I see y'all wilding out, and y'all owe me some money, it's going down. And I'm playing. I ain't got no way to give.
Hey, maybe I should start lending out money. You know they say if people owe you, you never broke. I kind of believe, no, that just means that they're broke and I'm broke too, most of the time. Because ain't nobody getting that money back.
Maybe when you find some reliable lenders, that could be an alternative to saving money. Because you always have money, so I'll never have your hands on it. Because somebody else got it, and you waiting for them to pay you back.
Exactly. So it might come back to bite you in the butt. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we still have plenty of time. If you have not filed your taxes, I do want to throw this out there. Please file your taxes, people. Just do it. Okay, so you might owe them money because you claimed a few too many children. Well, that's your bad. But don't...
Hey. No
but
judgment.
But don't not pay your taxes. No judgment, right. No judgment. But don't, you know, that's against the law, folks. File your taxes.
Please.
Pay your taxes, please. Please.
Please.
You know, it takes
a be in the crib, chilling, and then somebody coming to get you.
Right.
Or you getting a summons because you got audited. Please. Save yourself.
And you have
America.
Not. Yeah, just pay your taxes. That's the best way. Honesty is the best policy. And hey, if we all pay our taxes, maybe they won't have to raise them so high. Okay, so pay your taxes. Mm-hmm. We have time. We still have time yet. Go ahead and get that done.
You know what, April 15th, something like that.
Yeah. We have months. So
can you believe it's February already?
It is February. Man, it's February already.
So.
February already.
I have an idea for another show. Like, how do you feel about Black History Month? And I think we should talk about that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next week.
We shall.
Yeah.
We got we got 5 seconds. So, Black History next week?
Yes. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio's. And is that So Detroit?